Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, 9.07 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Once again, it is Thursday, which means we got a special guest joining us. Joining us this morning from the Times Independent staff is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking some time to join us this morning. Tell us, again, another edition of the Times Independent out now. Folks can get it throughout the area, also available at moabtimes.com. Tell us what's in this latest edition.
Yeah, our biggest story this week on A1 is the tentative approval of the Moab City budget for the 2024 to 2025 year. During their April 9th meeting, Moab City Council approved a tentative $20 million budget, which is really exciting. There will be a public hearing May 14th before they actually adopt the final budget.
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a lot of funds to keep the city running, but is it an increase over previous years or that same budget that they're balancing?
You know, I'm actually not certain, but I do know that the budget includes revenue that will come through only if City Council also approves reinstating the property tax. So I definitely know there are, you know, new revenue sources that could be coming online. That's kind of an important aspect of the tentative budget. You know, City Council will be diving into that question later this year. And if they do approve reinstating a property tax, it should bring them about $600,000 in revenue for next year's budget that would be used for maintenance and equipment. Moving forward, the property tax would net the city more like $3 million annually in new revenue that would be used for debt on big capital projects, such as like the dispersed parking project, King Creek Boulevard, all those big ones and more. So that's definitely kind of one of the more newsworthy aspects, I feel like, of budget season this year.
Yeah, well, very good. Doug McMurdo, of course, editor of the Times Independent, writing up that story. We've got some other news on the front page. It's definitely feels like spring and the start of tourism season. Tell us about what you've learned so far.
Yeah, I wrote a story on how business is doing. These are always kind of hard stories for me to write because, of course, businesses experience, you know, very different things across the board. But from what I heard from, you know, folks who spoke up at Travel Council Advisory Board meetings and a few other folks I called, it sounds like spring's been going really well for people, probably better than last year when we had a very cold and wet March. Several hoteliers reported that their hotels were pretty full during Easter Jeep Safari in March. I spoke with somebody at a local bike shop who said they've been doing really well, local restaurants said they've been doing well also. And this is really good news because I know there's been some kind of trepidation and concern about maybe slowdowns in tourism after that big 2021 pandemic bump. We have seen, you know, declines in our transient room tax revenue year over year since 2021, although the numbers largely, I think, are still higher than pre-COVID numbers. So these are all, like, you know, kind of complicated, big economic questions to be wrestling with and don't always align with what people are experiencing on the ground. But it seems like overall the picture is somewhat rosy, you know, as we get deeper and deeper into tourist season.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you know, and you talk about, yeah, wrestling with different economic outcomes, and of course, yeah, COVID having an incredibly bizarre outcome. You know, on, of course, you know, killing the season in 2020, but seemed like it maybe even helped it with domestic visitors in 2021. But kind of an interesting to hear from some of those businesses' perspective. Well, tell us what else you got going on in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, and along with tourist season means spring, and spring also means runoff season. So we have a report in here as well on how Moab/Southeastern Utah's snowpack did this winter. And the overall picture is also quite rosy. You know, it was not the record-breaking year that we had last year in 2023, but our snowpack still exceeded median, and precipitation is also just over the 30-year median as well, which is excellent news for runoff and reservoir refill.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's, you know, it definitely was not as big of a winter as last winter, but, yeah, we're seeing that here in central San Juan County as well, and I think throughout the Red Rock country. It was a good winter, so glad to see that report. What else would you like to highlight this morning, Sophia?
Oh, gosh. We have a lot going on. You know, we have a story on the inside about all these city infrastructure projects that, you know, property tax revenue would help support. So I definitely suggest folks check out that story. Oh, to highlight local sports, we have a report on A9 about the Grand County High Boys soccer team, which is having an amazing season so far. I also specifically profiled Silver Turner. He is a senior and a striker who's having a great season on the pitch. He was, I believe, fourth in the state for goals and fifth for points as of Monday morning. He was also the state athlete of the week back in mid-March. So a lot of great news there left to support the local teams.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's fun to see Grand Soccer doing well. Well, yeah, like you mentioned, there's a ton in the interior. You've got opinions. You've got an old historic page of the Times Independent inside. There's a bunch of information, crossword puzzles, you know, everything you'd want in this latest edition of the Times Independent. Again, folks can get it throughout the area. It's mailed to your box if you've got a P.O. box or mailing address in Moab, and then available online at moabtimes.com. Again, there's a ton more to talk about, and folks can check out. Any final thing you want to highlight this morning, Sophia, or should we leave the rest for the readers to find out?
Yeah, I think you've given some pretty good shout-outs to different aspects of the paper, so nothing that I can think of.
All right, very good. Well, if you want to check out the rest, you got to pick up the latest edition. That latest edition, like all these local newspapers, it's great to have them. You know, we know that here at the San Juan Record, it's a labor of love and a lot of work to get these out weekly. And one of the folks putting that together is Sophia Fisher. She's taken the time to join us this morning. Sophia, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, very good. Well, again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more news and happenings on 92.7.
Don't miss the Cortez Gun Show, April 19th through 21st at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. Vendors from all over the Four Corner States will be on hand showcasing a wide array of products for gun enthusiasts. Admission is $5 per day. Kids under 12 get in free with an adult. Doors open at 4 p.m. on Friday, 9 a.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. on Sunday. It's Montezuma County's original and traditional gun show, sponsored by the Four Corners Rifle and Pistol Club. The Cortez Gun Show, April 19th through 21st at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. For more info, call 970-529-3747 or visit CortezGunShow.com.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring for multiple positions. The Synergy Company is proud to partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed quality child care to our employees with a generous employer subsidy. Red Rock Tots is also open to the public and is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. To enroll your child, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment info, visit thesynergycompany.com.
Everything you need for the season is at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. All month long, save big on select varieties of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Programs. Buy one, get one free on mix and match bags of KT Bird Food. Come check out the great deals on select Ace Yard and Garden Tools. Plus, discounts on Eco Lawn Equipment and all the grills in stock. It's all part of the Red Hot Buys all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, 9:17 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Good.
Out of town for a couple of days. It's good to be back. And
yeah.
Spring in the Red Rock country.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice weather, nice time of year. So, yeah, glad to have you back. Very good. Again, we've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Items to bring you this morning. Some news out of the Bureau of Land Management. They've announced they're accepting applications for the 2024 Canyon Country Artist in Residency Program. It's in its third year. The Canyon Country Artist in Residency Program is intended to promote appreciation of the varied public lands within the Canyon Country District and increase knowledge about the BLM's mission. This year's residency is hosted by the Moab Field Office and open to all, visual artists. The residency will last 2 to 4 weeks between September 11th, 2024 and October 29th, 2024. To apply, artists should submit samples of their work along with a community engagement proposal, resume, and answers to additional questions as outlined on the application form. Artists may choose to stay at one of the campgrounds at the Moab Field Art Office and will agree to scheduling one or two sessions that will be advertised to locals and visitors, and at least one public event during the residency. Applications accepted through June 1st. So it's a neat program. Put out some good art of the area, and they're accepting applications now for the 2024 edition of that.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see what they come up with by the end of their residency. So
yeah, very good. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got some other news and happenings through the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of the Mancos School District. Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal writing a report on that. You can read the full details of that report and that meeting at the online at the-journal.com or in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal. This past week, Mancos School District board members heard from a couple different folks, including Science Fair State students. They discussed teacher salaries and received statistics on students and sports programs. You can read about some of those reports that they had. The district also discussed principal candidates interviews, as they've got six candidates for that principal position, and they've got four finalists selected as part of that. So again, you can read more about that online in the latest edition of the journal at the-journal.com or in the print edition of the Cortez Journal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 as part of the morning show. Got other items in the area, including the missing person report. Got a couple of missing person reports out of the Navajo Nation. In the Kayenta District, Jarvis Saltwater Jr., 31-year-old man listed at 5'5", is last seen wearing a black pullover, black pants, and black and white shoes. Last seen on Thursday, January 5th in Kayenta. He left his home and has not returned. They've tried calling his cell phone and no contact's been made. If you've seen Jarvis Saltwater Jr. or know about his whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Kayenta District of the Navajo Nation Police District at 928-697-5600. Also a missing person alert out of the Shiprock District for Ryan Tom, 32-year-old man listed at 5'11". He was last seen on June 11th, 2022 in the area of the Red Mesa Chapter House. And if you've seen Ryan Tom or know his whereabouts, call the Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7 FM. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there are funeral services tomorrow at 2 p.m. in Monticello for Benita Bell Skougard. She passed away last week, age 84, a longtime resident of Monticello. So that begins at 2 p.m. at the Monticello North Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There'll be visitation from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Steve Cannon, age 73 of Monticello, passed away in February. A celebration of life for Steve will be held on Saturday, April 20th at 10 a.m. at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. Steve was a longtime postmaster in Bluff and LaSalle and his wife Dorothy in Monticello. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64 of Moab, begin at noon on Saturday at the Old City Park in Moab. He passed away on March 3rd. The family of Stephen Carey McCandless invite friends and family to a celebration of his life on Saturday, April 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Old City Park in Moab. He passed away on April 8th. A celebration of life for Cortez resident Julianne Whiteley will be held on Sunday, May 5th at 400 North Mildred Avenue in Cortez, beginning at 1 p.m. Sandra Torres, age 76, wife of David Torres, passed away on April 12th in Monticello. Cremation has taken place and a private service will take place at a later date. You can send condolences to the family at SpanishValleyMortuary.com. And Audrey Galbraith passed away on March 18th at the age of 94. Audrey and her husband Milt started Milt's Stop and Eat in Moab, a classic Moab eating place. Friends are invited to share in honoring her memory at the Community Church in Moab at 9 a.m. on Monday, July 20th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it is the morning show on 92.7. We've got more news and happenings for you in the Red Rock area. We'll take a quick break and be back here on 92.7.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off. And they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, April 18, 2024, 9:27 a.m. on this Thursday morning.
Yeah, and it was 44 years ago today that Call Me by Blondie, that you just heard, was the number one song. It was themed to the 1980 film American Gigolo. It was number one for six consecutive weeks, became the band's biggest single. And second number one, so Call Me by Blondie. On this day in history, 1775 was the midnight ride of Paul Revere. So that was on this day. Tomorrow is Patriots Day in Boston. So it was the night before that Paul Revere went on his ride. But midnight ride of Paul Revere.
Does Patriots Day not line up with the marathon?
Generally the marathon,
Marathon happened.
Yeah, sometimes they've done. I think they moved the marathon like they did all the federal holidays. That it's moved to a Monday.
Yeah. Yep. So third Monday of each April.
So. Yeah. So it's around Patriots Day. That's
yep.
On this day in 1956, actress.
They should do that. They should change it from a Boston Marathon to a big horse race, like Paul Revere. Wouldn't that be great?
Don't and it you think starts at midnight.
Yeah.
And you got to yell.
Yeah, a couple thousand horses just, you know, running through the.
Got to ride with one hand because the other one's holding up a.
Oh, now you're trying to get an unfair advantage. Riding with one hand.
All right. Well, that's something to think about, David. We'll just send that off to research and development and see what they come up with.
Yeah, I like that idea. I mean, I came up with it, so I guess I would. But anyways, sorry to interrupt.
Wow.
Just trying to throw you off course.
It worked, too. Yeah. On this day in 1956, actress Grace Kelly abandoned her Hollywood career and wed Prince Rainier in a civil ceremony. The next day, they had this lavish religious ceremony, but... Grace Kelly, man alive, she was beautiful. And she gave it all up to marry a prince and live a wonderful life as a princess, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That's giving it up. That sounds...
That was a big day, yeah. Grace Kelly. Hey, we got another song to sing today. Do you have it queued up?
Yeah, you ready for it?
Let me introduce it. Today is Lineman Appreciation Day. 115,000 linemen in the United States, and today's the day we honor them. Not every holiday is lucky enough to have a classic pop song attached to it, but that's exactly how things turned out for Lineman Appreciation Day.
Lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload.
All right. Of course, that's the classic Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell, number one song. In fact, that's Rolling Stone magazine ranked that as number 195 in the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Wichita Lineman, what an awesome song. Bob Dylan, of all people, said it was the greatest song ever written. And of course, the greatest line ever, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. It's a great line. Yeah. So we're honoring the linemen out there. And there's a bunch of them. Empire Electric, Rocky Mountain Power, NTUA, Tri-State Generation, a lot more. So honoring the linemen out there. Today's also National Newspaper Columnist Day. It's established on April 18th in memory of Ernie Pyle, who was killed in World War II. And in 1945, he was a Pulitzer Prize-winning American journalist and war correspondent. Best known for his stories about American soldiers during World War II, but he spent some time in the Red Rock country before then. He came here as a correspondent and had several classic entries about people he interacted with in our part of the country. And anyway, so Ernie Pyle, what a great newspaper columnist. We should certainly love our local columnists in the San Juan Record. Mary Palmer, Steve Simpson, Mary Kochnauer, Sally Jack is our newest columnist, Gary Torres, and so many more over the years. So thank you to our newspaper columnists. Birthdays today. Conan O'Brien is 61 years old today, comedian and talk show host. Actor Rick Moranis is 71 years old, and actress Haley Mills is 78 years old today. She starred in The Parent Trap. I think every boy in America had a crush on Haley Mills in the 60s and 70s. Hope she has a great birthday. Local birthdays today for Landon Ramsey, Catherine Red Trout, Samantha Collier, Donna Brackett, and Tisha Ayers. If you want to give a birthday shout out on the morning show, we love to do them. Give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a nice birthday. And you could almost call it a birthday weekend. You can definitely celebrate it on the weekend if you want. But again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you off next to the on-air job fair, and we'll be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are also 2 part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee,
as well as a business office specialist slash registration clerk, and a food services associate.
Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024, 9:40 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the local sports report. I got a little bit to report on this morning. Let's see here. Looks like actually all we've got is some games scheduled for today. No results from yesterday that I have. Monticello is hosting Grand in some softball action at 3:30 today. And then in soccer, Grand is hosting Beaver, boys soccer, that is. It should be a good matchup. Grand is 8-2, Beaver is 7-3. So that's at 4 p.m. today at the Grand High Pitch. Well, that'll do it for the local sports report. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. And looking at our regional baseball teams, Arizona Diamondbacks are 9-10. They lost their last game against the Cubs. Today they are in San Francisco playing the Giants. 7:45 p.m. is that opening pitch for the Diamondbacks. They're third in the NL West, just ahead of the Giants, so they'll want to win those games. Colorado Rockies are 4-15, fifth in the NL West. They lost close one yesterday to Philadelphia, 7-6. They're off today, and they'll be playing in Denver this weekend against the Mariners. And NHL playoffs are starting up, and that includes the Colorado Avalanche. They're hosting the Edmonton Oilers tonight at 7:30 for Game 1 there. So should be good there. Or actually, you know what? My mistake. That is actually, I think this is the last regular season part of the NHL. Yep, my apologies. I do not follow hockey as close as I should. And so Rhett Sifford's yelling at the radio right now. But looks like Avalanche hosting Edmonton tonight, 7:30. Well, again, that'll do it for the regional sports report.
The Coyotes had their last home game in Arizona yesterday, and they'll be in Salt Lake next year.
Yeah,
so they closed out the season with their homestand, but kind of exciting times. I know people in Arizona aren't real excited about it, but that franchise just never could quite get enough together to get an arena. They were playing in an arena with 5,000 seats, and so in the Delta Center, there'll be significantly more capacity there. But
yeah, so that'll be. That'll be interesting. Yep, and it is interesting because, of course, Phoenix is a much larger metro area. You know, a huge market. So it'll be interesting to see how that support goes in Salt Lake.
I think Phoenix is like the sixth largest metro area in the United States anymore.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's crazy.
Yep. So very interesting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. And like I said, that's going to do it for the Regional Sports Report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Hey, we're really glad that you joined us this morning. And I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.